Hi, this is Bill from the Dirty Rice Show, inviting you to join us each Saturday night from 8:30 to 10 p.m. right here on KRBS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Might be superstition, some kind of something going on down there.
Well, I don't know what you got to do, but I come here to dance with you. But I come here to get my dance.
We got this guest in the studio, a young man from all the way from, he said he's from Lake Charles, but actually he's from, he got to be from Cane River. That's where he's from. Mr. Matoya.
How you doing?
Fine and you, sir?
Oh, pretty good.
Oh, it's good to be young again, isn't it?
It's always good.
Were you old at one time?
Actually, people say I got an old soul, so.
Oh, you have an old soul.
Yeah.
What got you started in the Zydeco music, anyway? As a young person as you are. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can't see him, but he's quite young. And he's not in the teens, but he's up above the teens, just a little above the teens. Right?
Just up above.
Just above the
20.
Teens. All right. What got you started in this music?
Really my family. My papa played Cornelius Papillon. He played accordion and fiddle and guitar and whatever they needed. He actually, he would go sit in with Clifton Chenier every now and then when he needed to pick somebody up. And my grandpa on my dad's side, Louis Matoya, he played bass and drums and played blues and jazz and Zydeco. So really it was just came up in it.
You think the youngsters at your age are interested in this kind of music, though?
I think they are. At least the people I know, because I'm around Zydeco people. But,
yes, okay.
I know it's definitely, it feels like it's making a comeback in the young people. And also, seem like they're liking the traditional style a little more, at least, you know, the people I'm around. So.
Okay. Well, you want to play something for us?
I'll go ahead and try it.
Don't worry about it now. Just pretend there's nobody listening.
All right. Thank you.
Well, that was Mr. Matoya, Rusty Matoya, and the Zydeco, what do you call it, Kush?
Crush.
Crush? I call it Kush. Why you call it Crush?
When we started the band about 3 years ago, we actually had a gig before we had the band. That's how I kind of started. I had my first gig at my church, St. Henry's Catholic Church in Lake Charles. And they wanted us to play, and I kind of put some musicians together, and they was like, we need a name. And I didn't know a name. I never thought of it before. And my dad came up with it, so I just went with it.
So you crushed it.
Yeah, and just ran with it.
Yeah. Well, good. That's it. That's a good sound. Yeah, that was a good sound, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
For a young man like you, he was doing wonderful now. Now, you got a CD out, and you have how many cuts you have on this? Though you don't have a list of that.
I have the list on the CD itself.
On the CD itself, you have.
I guess 12 and a half, because I put a waltz and a two-step on the same track.
Yeah, you got 12 on there. So you say number 10?
Number 10. I think it should be
Porch Light.
Yes,
sir. Yeah, it's Porch Light on this. And you playing any place that where people can, or you haven't started booking yet?
Well, yeah, I'm playing next week, February 9th, I'm playing at the Lake Charles Civic Center for the Gumbo Cook-Off. Mm-hmm. We play from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and then that night, I play at Luna Live in downtown Lake Charles. I play from 8:30 to 10, and then Travis Mike comes on from 10 to 1.
Good. And we're going to come back to you in a little bit, so just stay where you are, and we're going to be playing something from your CD. 7 minutes past 11 o'clock on this beautiful Saturday morning. And again, let me remind you that you're listening to Zydeco Son Parcelle with JB and MC every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. We do it right here. 482-6991 is the number. Let's play something from the old Zydeco musician. And we're talking about Morris and Dexter Ardoin, the Cajun Creole music of Louisiana, and they call it the Eunice Two-Step. Man who learned from his father, of course, you know, you probably recognize the sounds. Lil Nate and his Zydeco Big Timers. I had some good fingers. Mon papa
check. Secret man. Mon bon conseil. Mon quel est bon droit.
Doute.
Mon quel est bon droit. Mon quel est bon droit. Mon quel est bon droit.
Des bons doigts. Sounds like me. I got some good fingers when I get on that accordion from time to time with Corey's accordion. People wonder sometimes if I'm Corey or Corey is me. Running of the Rams. That's going to take place on March the 2nd, all the way in Scott, Louisiana. If you need some more information, why don't you just call Acadiana High School at 984-2646 for more information if you want to join in and running of the Rams. And you need to do that. Big Mardi Gras parade is going to be taking place in LeBeau, Louisiana. And that's going to take place on February the 10th. And that's on a Sunday. Beginning at 1 p.m. in the village of Palmetto. There'll be a parade. And the parade marshal will be Marcel Fontenot from KATC-TV3. And after the parade will be a chicken run and a costume contest will be held on the church ground in LeBeau. Trophies will be awarded. Live entertainment, Leon Chavis, and the Zydeco Flames will be on the place. And that's all going to take place in LeBeau on the church ground. 3 p.m. starting off at 1, of course, the parade. You got it. All of this is going to take place in LeBeau on the 10th. All right, Mr. Matoya, we're coming to you. On you got another selection you want to play for us?
Yeah, being from Lake Charles, you got to come up on some boozoo.
That's so right, always.
Play some
boozoo. So you got to stand up and do it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now. You got it. Excellent, excellent. You We got an audience over there from Kentucky that's giving you some applause.
Appreciate it.
He looks like, Corey, he looks like he's a little nervous.
He's got that?
I'm good. I'm good.
Now, you produced a CD called Take My Hand.
Yes, sir.
And this is, how long has it been out?
It's actually been out. I finished it about the end of September, I think. I was actually working on it since December 28, 2011. And with being in school and work, and the guy I was recording with his schedule, we didn't finish it till about September. But I'm just now being able to get it out and try to get it published and you know, on iTunes and internet sales and
You youngsters know all that technology stuff. You put all that stuff on. Easily. Y'all have access to a lot of people, by the way. Mm-hmm. Or people have a lot of access to you and your music because of now that we are highly technical and technological. Right? We are in this world that is fast, is moving extremely fast. And so you can get this stuff out to a lot of folks on time. So you want me to play number 10. So what can I expect on this one here on number 10? It says Porch Light.
That one, I was working one summer, working outside, and it just came to me, and it just, keep your porch light on, keep your porch light on. And it just, I went in the bathroom and had to record it on my phone. I recorded on my phone,
Bathroom bathroom produces a whole lot of talent.
Well, no, I wasn't using it. I just had to run over there so the boss didn't see me playing on my phone. Just had to record it on my phone real quick and went back to work and started working on it when I got off work.
But bathroom can do that.
Oh, yeah.
It produce a lot of talent sometimes. Oh, yeah. But you never come out of the bathroom with the talent. Sometimes it don't, but you did. Okay, good enough. Let's hear it.
All right.
Oh,
Johnson, Bill Valls par Chris Audouin, La Robbery. And that's the dress that has all kind of stripes on it. That's what it is. Of course, that's what it is. Beautiful selection by Chris Audouin on this Saturday, 29 minutes past 11 o'clock. And we're in the final segment of Zydeco. You said you wanted to, where are you going? Where are you going to be tomorrow?
Yeah, just want to let everybody know tomorrow, I know it's Super Bowl Sunday, but I don't think the game starts until about 8 o'clock, I believe.
That's right.
I think that's what I was told.
6, 7 o'clock, somewhere around that time.
So,
8 o'clock.
Yeah, so I like to invite everybody out. We're going to be at Whiskey River tomorrow from 4 to 8.
Whoa, good.
So we're going to be over there, and then from there we're going to L.A. So
hit the road.
Come on out and party with us and wish us luck.
We'll be right back with more Zydeco. Stay right where you are. Don't you dare go anyplace.
Soy Fernando Pérez Villar. Únanse a mi programa Espacio Latino este domingo a las 5 p.m. para que escuche buena música latina e información sobre la cultura latina aquí en el sur de Louisiana.
That's Espacio Latino, coming up this Sunday evening at 5 here on KRVS.
Regional Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS-FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
All right, we're back again. Those of you who are just calling in, I'm sorry I'm unable to get to your call right now, but as soon as I get off the air, I'll take your call. Anyway, Corey and Matoya, Rusty, going to play something like a duet. Mm-hmm. All right, and let's hear what you can do.
Wait, Corey. My woman want a Zydeco. A poor woman can't dance no more. Thank you.
excellent sounds together with two different accordion, Coralidae and Rusty Matoya in the studios of KRVS. It doesn't get any better than right here on 88.7 FM. And we are located in the Burke Hawthorne Hall on the beautiful campus of University of Lafayette, Louisiana and Lafayette. That's where we're located. We'll be right back with more with Corey and Rusty. So stay tuned right here. Let's go to play something with the old man, Furnace Arsenault, Mother's Love.
I once was happy in mother's home. And I was sorry the days that I left my mother alone. I found someone, we fell in love, but after a while we began to wrong. And I was sorry the days that I left my mother alone.
Mother's love. Okay, continuing with something, we got a mixed crowd, a mixed listeners audience, so we're going to have to play this one right here, which is called the Oh Mamacita, and that's going out for all my Latino friends across the globe. Jose Sanchez, going out for you. Thank you.
All right, John, I was in a meeting. Okay, all went well. Anyway, Elton having their Mardi Gras, that will be on the 9th. And this will be all at Red's house, which will be next Saturday. The ride, let me see, I'm trying to get into this right quick. Red Mardi Gras and Elton at Red's house. The ride is going to leave at 11 a.m. from his house. And trailers, horses and trailers only. No four-wheelers. And it's $5 for the ride. There will be two DJs on the ride. And once the ride get back to Red House, it will be free gumbo and a little bit of other stuff so that you can enjoy yourself. And that will be on the 9th, which is next Saturday. Ride leaves at 11 a.m. For more information, you can call Red at 221-417-1747, and you can call 337-526-1279. That's for Rennell, 526-1279. Call Rennell or call Red at 229-1747. That is in Elton. That will be next Saturday. And, of course, then on Monday, the 11th, will be in Metro Swallow. The ride will leave at 11 a.m. from Cesar's Place. Andrew's ass place. Please wear your costume. They do want you to wear your costume on the ride. Nothing else but a mask. Some of you need a mask, so please wear your mask. DJ on the ride will be Scott, and they will be back about 3 p.m. And then at the Civic Center in Oakland will be the gumbo and dance that will be immediately following the ride. And the bands will start at 5 p.m., and that will be Leroy Thomas and the Zydeco Roadrunners. There will be commemorative T-shirts that will be sold, That is their 15th year already in Metro Swallow, and that will be on Monday, the Monday before Mardi Gras. And Mamu have theirs on their Tuesday, so it's a lot of Mardi Gras time coming up next week. This weekend, of course, John, is Super Bowl weekend. A lot of things going on. Let's see, Saturday, February the 2nd, and this is the Carrier Riders, and let's see, recruiting members for 2013. If you want to be on his team, you can meet at Dolph Shore Lounge, and that will be on Saturday, February the 2nd. DJ Bone Shaker, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Dickie Doo and the Zydeco crew, 6 p.m. to 7:45 p.m. Lil Danger, 7:45 to 8:45 p.m. Leon Chavis and the Zydeco Flames from 9:30 to 1 p.m. And a lot of that stuff going on. Mardi Gras time.
Whole lot of Mardi Gras.
Whole lot of stuff going on.
Gerard Delafosse is going to be at Stab's Place in Welch, Louisiana. That's Friday night. And that's, of course, that's during the Mardi Gras time, which is this coming Friday. And on Tuesday, Mardi Gras Day, he's going to be over at Bo's Garage from 1 to 5. That's in Opelousas. And a big parade in Le Beau is going to take place on Sunday. And that's on Sunday, February the 10th. And the parade will get started around 1 p.m. in the village of Palmetto. And Marcel Fontenot will be the marshal, parade marshal.
Right.
And it'll be a chicken run.
All right. Yeah, chicken run the
costume,
chicken.
Costume contest will be held on the church ground. Trophies will be awarded. Live entertainment, Leon Chavis will be there and his big Zydeco Flames. And, of course, this coming Sunday, tomorrow? When is that, Corey? When are you going to be over at Whiskey River?
Tomorrow.
Whiskey River.
Whiskey River tomorrow. All right.
All right. A lot of stuff.
We may be wrong, Melvin.
Yeah, not all the time, Joe.
But not all the time.
All the time. And there is no Mardi Gras that I know of, let me put it that way, on Sunday. There's usually the one at Habibi Temple in Lake Charles, and it was in Westlake last year. I don't think there is a Mardi Gras that I know of on Sunday. Usually there is one the Sunday before. Of course, there is a Mardi Gras run probably going on right now, just got started, and that is Cyrus Caesar's Mardi Gras run in Lake Charles, and that's at the Immaculate Hall right there on Opelousas Street. You can go there and have yourself a great time. I'm sure they'll be back probably by 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon with Chris Arduin. They will be performing. So get ready for that. A lot of fun. So Mardi Gras is on, ladies and gentlemen. Just be safe. There are tragedies that can happen so quick in the Mardi Gras time. So let's really be careful.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh,
alone turn to someone just for this dance. He's looking right through her, putting her in his trance. Oh, promise me one thing, you'll hold me tonight. Times before, he's looking right through her, and he's asking her for more. Oh, promise me one thing, you'll hold me
talked about me, they were dead and gone. The good Lord left me here for a purpose, and I'm back again. Everybody know I'm here. Everybody know I'm here. Well, I'm a zydeco man. Everybody know I'm here. They talked about me. Get a lot of my name. They say I was gonna never play no more, 'cause I was finished. But every one man know what it's all about. The good Lord got me here, and I'm here to say I'm the man. Whoa, I'm sorry, cool man.
All right, Melvin, it's coming to a close. We got 56 minutes past 11 o'clock. And
yeah, that does bring us to a close slowly.
Slowly but surely. You've been listening to Zydeco Son Pas LA on 88.7 FM. We do it every Saturday morning, of course, from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. And we want to thank all of you for tuned in since 8 o'clock this morning and do it on a regular basis, like Madame Choupique.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't forget the Red Mardi Gras. That will be in Elton next Saturday, and Metro Swallow will be next Monday on February 11th. Get ready to have some Mardi Gras fun, and it's going to all be good for you. Get ready. John, been a beautiful day. How is it outside? I haven't been outside.
Yeah.
Nice. It's chilly? A little chilly. Okay,
well,
good.
We are going to have a little cold snap and probably a little
John
snow.
John says it's going to snow next week on Wednesday.
Not Wednesday.
Oh.
But, not but it's coming. Week. It's coming. And we will have a little snow in February, by the way.
That's the latter part, John.
Latter part of February.
And you know, and today is the second.
We have 26 days left in this month after today.
So, if anybody, just let us know. If you don't believe John, let us know where you live at. We're going to go and get some snow, and we're going to throw it in the front of your house. We're going to make sure you get some snow.
By the way, Melvin, Buck just called and said he had to cancel his barbecue dinner today.
Oh, Lil Buck?
Yeah, but he said that next Saturday it'll be on.
Oh, Lord, man, you're going to make Lil Buck beat some people up. Do not go to Lil Buck house.
All right. Look, stay tuned for Herman Fuselier and Zydeco Stump. He'll be right back. And we want to thank Rusty and Corey for coming in this morning.
Oh, yeah, Corey going to California.
California.
Going to California.
Mardi Gras season, ladies and gentlemen.
Coming back with that Grammy.
That's right.
I'm telling you, you ain't going to be able to come in here when you get that Grammy. I know you're going to get the Grammy.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that know Corey, when he come back with the Grammy, you probably won't see him anymore. You know,
let's not start that.
Yeah. He probably have come back with a manager and all kind of stuff. Did you know?
Y'all have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Safe one.